Mum's experience of PSP made me passionate about raising awareness. Denise Hunt's mum, Joyce, first started showing symptoms of PSP in 2014. The backwards falls, fixed eyes, changes in mood and personality became progressively worse. Yet it took over 4 years for a diagnosis of PSP to be confirmed. In that time, Denise accompanied her mum to numerous appointments and supported her through 2 unnecessary surgeries. Having first-hand experience of how little health professionals know about PSP, Denise became an education volunteer for PSPA, where she raises awareness with those best placed to make a difference for people living with both PSP and CBD. Denise said, "Having seen what Mum went through, I'm passionate about raising awareness. Looking back, I can't believe she had 2 surgeries and so many appointments that were entirely unnecessary. What was the cost of this to the NHS? And of course, after every appointment, there would be a referral to another part of the NHS, and that would mean another 6 months' wait. It was frustrating for the family. We saw all these strange symptoms, but we had no answer. An earlier diagnosis would have benefited Mum and the rest of the family. While there are no treatments, there is still a lot that can be done to enable people with PSP and CBD to live as well as possible. Mum could have had physiotherapy to help her maintain her mobility and comfort for as long as possible. She could have had mental health support to improve her well-being. These are all things she was deprived of. With hindsight, I think I should have pushed for more, but I was overwhelmed. And it's hard when what you're hearing from the consultant is that there's nothing more that can be done. I know now that's not true." Mum had a long path to diagnosis, but as an education volunteer, I'll do whatever I can to speed this up for others. Her diagnosis finally came following a bad fall that landed her in hospital, where she remained for 6 weeks. Mum went straight from the hospital into a care home. She never returned to her own home, never had the ability to go through her things, to pack, or to see her home one last time. After Mum died, I discovered a notebook in her room. She'd written poems and little notes like, "I must keep my brain active. I am fighting this." As an education volunteer, I want to prevent families from going through what we did. It can be difficult to get in front of GPs, but when we do, the feedback is always so positive. My talks to GPs differ from the talks I do at care homes. With GPs, I focus on the symptoms and the importance of referring them to a neurologist. With care homes, people will already have their diagnosis, so I talk about their risks of falls or why they may act odd, and most of all, as a family member, what care I would like my loved one to get. I split my talks into focusing the first half on our family story and all the unnecessary appointments and interventions Mum had, and in the second half I talk about the symptoms and how they differ from Parkinson's symptoms, using PSPA's red flags. At every talk I ask the GPs to think about 1 or 2 patients they've seen who they now wonder if it might not have been Parkinson's but PSP or CBD. There's always 1 or 2 who say there is. Even though a diagnosis of PSP and CBD won't lead to a cure, it gives the family the ability to do nice things together and make some special memories. But when you're waiting for a diagnosis, that becomes the focus instead. The last couple of GP education sessions have been online. I did one recently with another education volunteer in a different area to me, Val Wallace. There were about 30 trainee GPs there. They were really responsive to our session. Val had done so well to set up the meeting and that we were able to speak to so many trainee GPs in one session. Along with raising awareness among GPs, I also want to focus on opticians. I remember having such strange conversations with Mum's opticians. He should have spotted her eyes were fixed, but this was missed. Opticians can play such an important part in enabling people to get quicker diagnoses. I'm pleased to be able to do something to help. Volunteering in this way makes me feel that I can have an impact on the care people in the future receive. That's what keeps me going. I really want to ramp up my work in this area and do as much as I can do, while also having a full-time job. I've set myself some goals for this year, including getting in front of more opticians. Mum has a long path to diagnosis, but as an education volunteer, I'll do whatever I can to speed this up for others. Denise's tips for getting in front of GPs. All GPs have an education faculty in their local area. Search online to find a contact and get in touch. They may have a neurology day in the diary that you can ask if PSP and CBD can be covered. For a more direct approach, contact the GP surgery practice manager. Many will hold educational sessions during lunch, so it's worth asking them to do one on PSP and CBD. If you live near a medical school, this is a great way to try and get in front of trainee GPs. Contact us. If you'd like to become an education volunteer for PSPA, please contact our volunteering team on 01327 356 137 or volunteering@pspassociation.org.uk.